NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are jacking into the Matrix once again for hopefully the last time. And there might be a few deaths along the way. Who knows?
No one knows.
No one knows. Only the dice can tell.
You have to see it for yourself.
This is called the story I like to call the Matrix deletion. Yes, we are in playing the Matrix D6 classic system, which is not even an actual book. It's a fan-made system based
they
on the Star Wars
classic
D6. All right. Anyway,
those bastards. So, yes, they made it up.
I am your game master, Steve Snowball Sailor, and this episode is sponsored by OffWorldDesigns.com. You can really get some cool merch and NobleKnight.com, where role playing is never out of print. You can build get awesome RPG books for really cheap, and you can get actually out-of-print books too, so definitely check them out at NobleKnight.com. Alright, so introducing my players to my left. Did I say my name? I didn't even remember if I said my name. I'm Steve Snowball Taylor, game master of this Matrix game, and then I have to my left
Julian, wishing he'd taken the blue pills, Blaine.
yeah, you did.
At this point, I'm Erica, Sailor Senshi Saba.
Mm-hmm. And?
Cassie Casabellachu Chu.
Awesome. And in the booth?
Justin, I'm just going to really check out this time, if you don't mind, because I'm really looking forward to the entire party being wiped. Ecock.
all right. Cool and done. So let's jack back into the Matrix where you never really left. Where we last left our warriors.
Oh shit. That's what's going on right now in the security office. Tetris, I wasn't programmed for this.
Let me finish.
I love that you keep calling her Tetris.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And all she does is beep.
Last time in the Matrix deletion, there has been a virus that has been infecting hardlines, killing resuscitated humans, freeborn humans, and not allowing them to get Jack out of the Matrix. Every hardline is compromised. The crew of the Athens cannot get back to their ship. They are stuck in the Matrix, and the only way to be able to get out of it is to break into Metacortex, the software engineering company, to be able to find the scientist that has created this virus, and hopefully be able to find the virus itself and destroy it.
Worst vacation ever.
Yes, and last episode the Terrible Warriors did an interesting job of stealthily going through Metacortex until apparently they were thwarted by a glass door of unknown origin.
Damn you, makers of glass!
I'm gonna find the inventor of glass. I'm gonna shatter a glass pane door over his head.
Stupid 3M, who could you?
I believe it was a Lexandor.
The 3M stands for Matrix and Machines, and I don't know what the Merovingian. That's why.
Malevolence.
Malevolence. Yes.
Mission impossible.
But in their attempts to be able to break through this amazing door of strength, the security guard in the engineering level set off the alarm. Howard and Fred
should have brought a battering ram.
They're stuck downstairs in the security office while Sparrow and Reyes are now broken through the glass. And are trying to get through the engineering level. And who knows what hilarity will ensue next? Well, we're about to find out. Okay, so We'll head back to downstairs to Howard and Fred.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to radio to them quickly. Hey, guys.
Okay. What have you done?
Guys, heads up. Okay, so Howard and Fred, you're downstairs. You see, half of the SWAT.
I saw an ad for the Matrix on TV across the glass. That's really cool.
Are they really?
It's like Inception.
Oh, not anymore. Seriously?
It was just showed Morpheus and Neo doing some bullet time stuff, and it's like an ad. It's
crazy.
An ad for a new movie channel coming out on Rogers.
Wow,
that's weird.
That's weird fate.
But we go deeper.
Wait, guys,
that's weird fate. But we don't believe in this fake crap.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Run!
All right, so Howard and Fred, you see downstairs the SWAT. Half of the SWAT team are radioed in. They hear the security. They hear the security alarm. They head upstairs towards the 11th floor.
Right, we're going out the back door, going to the car.
Getting in the car.
Okay, I'm going out acting nonchalant, like it's just it's time to go.
All right, it's time to go.
I'm going to roll a stealth and try and find a way to.
No. We have one way out of this because they're going to come up the elevator. And they are going to decimate this place. So here's what we need to do. We need to pull an inverse Neo in that we will position ourselves in front of the elevators with our guns ready. And the second those doors open, we spray it with bullets.
I don't have a gun.
Yeah, you do.
I got a crossbow.
You got
and Jimmy.
You got Jimmy.
And Jimbo. Jimbo.
You know what that gun was given to him for his birthday?
Alive, by
his fiance.
Okay, Cassie, can you mercy kill Jimmy and take his gun?
Please don't. I'm so afraid right now.
Okay.
Who are you people?
Sorry, dude.
You do know that there is another door in behind there that you can be able to get into the engineering office. But I'm just saying, you know. Okay.
Well, that's why I was planning on trying to see if Rydex here would take care of decimating everyone who comes in while I stealth in and take care of the program.
We're calling it Rydex.
So I think you guys under time limit.
The elevator's starting to starting to come
I'm
up.
I'm positioned in front of the elevator with my guns out. I am shouting at Sparrow here. They will come. They are going to try and kill us all. There's probably going to be five of them. You can help me, or you can do something. Just figure out what you're going to do. And so I'm posed with my guns
out. It worked for Mouse.
Okay. All right. So,
I'm a
Sparrow.
Little bit better shot than Mouse.
Sparrow, what are you doing? So Julian's situated by the door. He's ready to go guns blazing.
All right. I'm going to run over and help him.
Ding.
Okay. Roll a run check.
Wait, hold on. Jimmy's still alive. Can
Jimmy's
somebody
still
kill
alive.
Him first, please?
All right, fine. I'm
going to go. In the back.
I'm going to go and kill Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm Jimmy Jimbo.
What do I got to roll to go in and kill him?
It was only 483,000 days from retirement.
Okay, roll a, if you have a speed or a run check.
I do have a run.
Okay, roll that.
Does anyone have the manual, like the guide open? My phone's
cool.
Dying.
Yeah, I do.
I rolled a six on my wild die.
Six on your wild die, okay.
Rolled another six on my wild die.
Okay.
And we just rolled three. So,
finally, you know what? This is the first time that we get to implement this. If you roll double sixes on your wild die, you get to go into bullet time. So you get to run towards the security office.
Yep.
Describe what happens.
Okay, so I run into the security office, give Jimmy a good clean stab in the heart.
Okay.
Sorry.
Down goes Jimmy.
I feel so bad.
Out. It's not even like a...
I snatch his pistol off of his belt.
Okay, and then...
And then I rush over to the other side of the elevator, so on the
Can
other side that Julian is standing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of moot at this point.
Okay, so the alarm is going off still. And you basically are both standing by the elevator. You see the.
I'm declaring my intent before anything happens. I'm declaring my intent to spray with both guns.
Okay.
What this does is I get an extra die to hit, and I do not suffer any penalties for aiming at multiple targets this round.
Okay.
The
All
disadvantage
right.
is that. I will basically hit anyone in the direction I'm pointing the gun at. So, you know, don't no one run in front of my gun.
Howard and I, when we get to the car, there's Gabriel and his four fragmentation grenade cherubs.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to give two fragmentation grenades to
before
Howard.
Before we get to you, I want to basically say this. So as you guys stand by the door.
This is all happening simultaneously. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are getting to the car and providing backup in a timely manner.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So as you guys are standing by the door, you see the lights of the floors indicating they're coming from the second, the third, the fourth, fifth, all the way getting closer. They're up to the eight. Nine.
Okay, we're definitely at the car by now.
And then you're at the. Camera cut to the. You guys are at the car. What are you guys doing?
Pop in the trunk, Reservoir Dog style. Like the camera's on the inside. Yeah. And I pull out the white assault rifle, Gabriel. And well, I painted it white with like I was bored. And the same thing with the fragmentation
grenade.
Diamond
encrusted.
No. The golden fragmentation cherub grenades. Uh-huh. And I toss two over to Howard, and I give you the machine pistol that I've got in the car, and I'm like, all right,
let's do it.
Let's get to business. I'm ready for this.
What are you doing with the car?
We're going to.
I don't have. If I'm thinking what you're thinking, I will allow it.
I can't wait to freaking hear this.
Can you drive?
I can drive. Yes.
Great. Do you want to drive? I'm thinking we need to distract the remaining SWAT people.
Okay.
I'll run back to the back door and take him from behind.
Oh my god.
And if you want to drive, I didn't like this car anyways. Yeah. Through the front doors.
Okay. Just fucking ghost riding through the front doors.
You know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's roll
your drive
blood
skill.
Force okay trauma.
Let's cause havoc.
Okay.
Can we get a little background music for this?
Don't worry. It's coming.
Done. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
What? Oh, wow. That one's spinning.
Okay, one for a while. That's cool. One for a while, die.
And it spat into a two.
No.
What'd you roll?
One on my wild die, so I need to take out my highest die. Okay, my six is gone.
You're going to crash this fucking car into a fire.
What'd you roll?
She rolled a complication.
She rolled a complication?
I am not in this car. I'm running to the back door. Sorry.
Okay.
Just to slow things down just a little bit, Steve.
Yeah.
No. I left the car. I'm not aware of what happened. And I'm going back to the back door expecting her to crash through the door. But instead, Steve, happens to her and the car? Okay. Complications.
Here's exactly what happened. So cut to the SWAT team. They're standing guard by the elevators. They don't really hear anything. They don't really see anything. They hear the alarms going off, but they're not really sure what's going on. All they know is they're going to guard the elevators. All of a sudden, kind of just faintly in the background, they hear just an engine roar and start to like get louder and louder and louder. And then all of a sudden, the car bursts right through the lobby.
I thought you would have gone in reverse into the other building.
So it bursts right into the building. Okay. And as the SWAT team, let's do this.
This is actually really cool for a complication.
Okay, they definitely fail their dodge against a car. they basically get smashed right into the elevators as the car. But sadly, you're not able to roll out in time, so you will collect a wound from.
You forgot to put on your seatbelt.
The airbag did not deploy properly.
This is like a 1982 Lincoln something or other. There's no airbags.
You do not go through the window, but you definitely are.
I'm hurt.
You have a wound.
I caused havoc, and that's what I wanted.
All right, a wound is a negative one to all dice rolls until
first aid too.
Yeah, you can do that, but if you have time. So now, all the SWAT team members in the lobby are dead. Now, cut to Julian and Cassie.
So I run into the lobby with Gabriel. I'm like, oh, that was easy.
All right. So, and then
are the elevators destroyed?
The elevators aren't destroyed, but you do hear. Okay, you do hear above you. You hear boom, 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 boom. Each level had explosives attached to each of the elevators, and they're now starting to go off.
Oh, because I hit the elevator.
You hit the you hit the elevator. So the explosives are now going off.
God.
Those security measures that I mentioned, yeah, those were it.
What do you mean?
The elevators were wired for explosives.
Are the guys still in the elevator?
No.
Or did they?
But, well, no. By the time that happened, they're already close to 11th floor.
They're already exploded.
So at that moment. Okay. Basically, we have
cut to
Julian and Cassie.
So,
they are not the door.
You're not first
dings.
Day, do you?
No. Are all the SWAT members in an elevator shaft that's about to explode?
The three elevator, the three remaining SWAT team members are about to. They basically, the elevator dings. The doors open. What do you do?
I spray with bullets, both guns out.
Both guns out? All right. Fire away.
All right, that's not bad. This is not bad. And you know what? Fuck flash skills. I'm going to add an extra die.
Okay, all right. Okay, now I got to, let's see. Do I dodge this? Probably not.
So I have to, I'm attacking all of them. So I have to do a roll three times. So this is 1, 10, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21.
21, okay.
To hit one guy.
Yeah.
And now for the next guy. 6 on the wild die.
Okay.
6 on the wild die. Bullet time begins.
Oh,
bullet time
my begins. God.
3. Okay, so that is 15, 16, 20, 24. 29, 31, 35.
Jesus.
All right, that's the second one. Okay, what about the third?
And the third guy.
You move like they move.
another 6 on the wild die.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whatever. 7, 11, 13, 15, 16, 19, 23.
Okay, so the first guy is injured. He's wounded, but he's not dead. The second guy is dead. He's gone.
Oh, bullets
sprayed him to death. He's now plastered against the back wall of the elevator. The third is also injured, but he's not 100% dead. So now Cassie, you also have to jump on him. So what do you do?
All right, I'm gonna shoot at him with I'm gonna call it the Jimmy.
The Jimmy.
I'm
okay.
Call
the gun the Jimmy. All right. You know what? I'm not even bothering to roll strength. Just roll to see if you can beat it. Come on.
Okay. Is that it's a dex roll, right?
I guess. No. Well,
yeah. Firearms. Is
firearms.
Dex.
Yeah.
I don't have firearms.
It's whatever your dex is.
It's dex.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Basically, you're aiming. It's your hand-eye coordination.
That looks pretty okay. That's 18.
Okay. Right. Which one are you shooting at? The third or the first guy?
You should take a second shot too, because you get a drop of die.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll do that too. Sweet. So I'm going to take a shot at the first guy with the 18.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a second shot at the other guy. Do I have to use my crossbow for it?
No, you just drop one die.
You can just drop one die.
You're just firing sequential bullets.
Yeah, it's not a one-shooter.
Yeah.
It's not like one bullet, you have to reload the whole gun. Really,
yeah.
That'd be awful. I'm going to... Can I use a character point to add another die to that
sure.
one?
Sure, go
yeah?
ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use one up. So I've got... 14 on the second one.
Okay, so the first guy that you shot is now dead. The third guy is almost... He's kind of slumped over. He can't really... Like, he's... kind of stumbling around or whatever, but then all of a sudden you hear ba-boom, 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 ba-boom,
I feel sorry for that guy.
And then all of a sudden the elevator in a fireball just starts to kind of go like envelop, and now you guys roll a run to see if you
or dodge.
It would be
or a dodge.
You can't
whatever
outrun
your best.
An explosion.
Okay, roll a dodge. This is awesome.
Oh, this is awesome.
14.
14, okay.
What kind of a security measure is this?
I don't know.
Just blow it up.
This is the worst security measure ever. We're a freaking software company. What is this?
And we didn't do it. We drove the car into it and set him off. What did you do to my car?
All right.
Guys, we're gonna go. We're gonna go.
This is
Man
really gonna hurt my premium.
TurboTax, okay? That's just gonna happen.
Okay. All right. What's your dodge?
Hang on. 17.
17. Okay. So you both are running as the fireball is starting to come behind you. You're hit by the blast, but and you fly forward and you smack right onto the wall, the second security door, which is now blasted through. So, Julian, you fall into the engineering floor.
Come
and
on,
Cassie, you fall right on top.
It must stun them, though.
You do not. You're stunned for one round. Now, cut to
the lobby
to Howard and Fred.
What have I done?
What did you do to my car?
Staggering out.
Now we gotta take the stairs.
Are there stairs?
You will know that there is a freight elevator that hopefully was not destroyed by this point. It basically is kept on a separate system.
Okay. I break the window of the car, drag you out because you totaled it. What? This is a write-off.
I told you
to cause a distraction. You blew up the building. Okay.
I did good things, and you know it. You know she did good.
Where do we go now?
Good.
Where do we go now?
Well, I got a heel first.
No, we got to get up there now. They're in trouble. It's going to take you too long. So do you know if there's... Is there another way up?
The freight, or what did
there's
you say?
A, there is there, a freight elevator yeah, freight off to the, elevator. Off freight to the side that is that is not damaged.
Okay. At least I still have a working key card. Let's go.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
All right, so you guys get into the elevator. You go to the 11th floor, and with your security card that you have, you're able to go up to the 11th floor,
and everyone is dead.
You're on the left. You come up on the left hand side of the floor. If you think about like a giant square, you guys are coming up on the left. You guys are walking in through the south of the floor, and now you're in the first engineering floor. You see rows and upon rows of server racks. As basically, this is the entire floor, right. And you gotta remember, there's two rows of floors above it.
I'm really tensed out with the music. I think we killed them all. we can fade that out.
I really hope so.
All right, so okay.
That's what I just walk out of the freight elevator, just clapping.
that was exciting.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So,
are we up again now?
They were stunned on the ground, and we walk up and lift you out of the wreckage of the blast door that you just
okay.
Open.
All right, so you guys are in the engineering room. So what do you?
Well, I got computer operations as well, so I can help. What are we even here for again?
So we need to isolate this virus within their code base. I don't even know. It could be on the 12th or 13th floor. We have no idea where it is. It's on one of these floors.
Yeah. Is there any way I can locate it any better than we already
have?
I can
dial into the computer and hopefully and check.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's all
those. We'll share a keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes it go faster, just like in NCIS.
Yeah. Okay. Roll, I guess it would be a computer operations. So roll that.
Oh man, I think I like died a little bit.
And what are you two doing, by the way?
I am keeping watch.
Okay.
I'm gonna
use a residual. Yeah. Like last 17. SWAT team dude is like, what happened?
I'm gonna use my first aid.
What did I miss?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you need first aid? How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good.
Okay. I rolled 30 for computer operations.
30 for computer operations. Okay.
And Justin rolled 17.
17. Okay. Justin, you're able to figure out that it's not that the virus is not stored on this floor. But you're able to figure out...
Well, I'm working with him. We're not working independently.
Okay, all right.
I know he's the better operator. I'm just assisting him with the extra work to speed things up.
Okay,
am I good enough to at least assist him, or do I slow him down?
Yeah. You help him out. Basically, at this point, you know that the scientist's office is basically on... It's in the executive office.
Wonder if he heard us.
Executive office. And so basically you find out all files pertaining to the virus is located in his office.
Which floor? The top floor?
This is, so it would be between 18 and 20. So I'm going to go with level 19 is where his office is.
And all the elevators above us have been blown too, right?
All the elevators above you have not been blown.
Oh. Well, then.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are security guards. Oh, but just guards. All the SWAT team's gone, hopefully. So let's...
hopefully.
Okay, so I let everyone know that the files are on the 19th floor along
with
the scientist.
I'm just sorry. I'm confused about the details. The elevators are blown or the elevator shafts are blown? Because they were going do. Was it going up was each level rigged to explode or were
each level was rigged to explode
or each car rigged to explode?
Each car was basically at this point has now fallen to the basement, and yeah. But each the levels are off.
So it was like the brake systems were breaking.
The brake systems,
right?
Yes. The brake systems are gone. Yeah.
So then when it exploded, it sent the fireball into the room, yep. And then the car and the bodies of the back to the basement.
Back to the basement.
The freight elevator is still in service.
Yeah.
As is your key card.
Yes.
As is the helicopter
all right.
on the roof.
Everyone, yes. Everyone, roll a perception check.
There's only one way out, and it's up.
Ooh, that's good.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
17.
Six on the wild die.
Oh, that's
11.
That was I rolled a 6 and then I rolled a 6.
17. So you have bullet time.
I got
perception.
Bullet time perception.
Oh my
bullet
God. Time. Jesus.
And then I rolled a natural 6 there. So 24, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 in bullet time.
Okay, you Dang. Hear the you hear from
I see
out
the
hall-
sound waves moving.
Yeah, you see the sound waves. So you hear from out in the hallway to the security office, you hear a radio go off and say, "Hey, what's going on? Is everyone all right? Anyone there? Hello, 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 hello."
Okay, I'm going back. I'm going to go pick up that radio.
Okay, go pick up the up the radio.
"Hi, yeah, everything's fine.
What
here.
The hell happened? All the explosives went off.
How are you?
Explosives have went off in the bottom floors. What the hell's going on down there?
You tell me, man. We're all the way up here on the 11th floor.
All right, well, don't worry. We've got SWAT team on the way down. Are you okay in the 11th
yeah,
floor? Do you need security?
We got 3 SWAT team members up here. We're good.
Okay, all right.
You're going to have to make me bluff that.
So yeah.
Bluff the shit out of that. All right, so that's I get 4D for that. That's good. And I'm going to add a character die to that because it's
okay.
kind of a big deal. So I'm down to 2.
Bum, bum, ba, cha, bum, bum, bum.
I rolled a... six, seven, eight. And then I rolled a 13. And then my character roll is a 6. So
okay.
I roll that again. And it's a 7. So what did I have here? I had 6, 11, 13...
20?
20.
20.
Okay. 20 right. on my bullshit.
All right.
We've already got security. We're fine up here. You just all take right. care of yourself.
Okay, we've got we'll keep the scientists clear. We'll don't worry about it. We're all good.
Sweet. They don't suspect the thing.
Okay. Mm. All right. So now what are you guys going
to
do?
All right, well, we got to go up to the 19th floor.
Okay.
And take out the SWAT guys.
Okay.
And
I'm keeping the radio on me.
Yeah.
That security radio, I'm keeping it on me so that I can listen in on their communications.
Mm. Okay. Perfect. All right. So, what do you guys? There is a elevator at the north end of the floor that takes you back up or takes you up towards the executive level. So.
Well, guys, I think the time for subtlety or sneaking around is gone. I think we just go out guns blazing up into the 19th floor and.
Well, I already crashed a car into the lobby, yeah. so I think so.
You remember, the alarm is still going off.
Tetris, what guns do you have? I know it's Tetra. What kind of guns do you have? Because I'm
I've got what was the one that you gave me?
Gave you a machine pistol, but
machine
I'm wondering if Sparrow would like that since all she brought was a crossbow.
Yeah, it's not Jimmy.
I've got a machine pistol.
Jimmy. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've got
Jimmy. Well, if you want another one, because I have a pistol and then I have the machine pistol and I have an assault rifle.
I could take an extra.
Use the assault rifle. Give her the pistols. She can dual wield the pistols.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Jimmy.
Okay, great. We're
you
good.
Have it.
All right. We're gonna now we're properly armed and we are. I got Gabriel.
All right,
now I got 2 Jimmies.
Actually, hold on. Radar. GPS. Would you be able to tell us where the SWAT team members are on the 19th floor, like where they're currently situated?
Is that within her skill ability?
Yeah. What was that ability again? It was radial.
Yeah, radial sense.
Okay.
It can detect objects, characters, and weapons that they
What's
are
the
carrying.
Range? Like 18 floors above you?
It's not. It's only 6 floors above.
Oh, 6 floors above
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
If anyone really has that, then they can pop that.
Oh, 7. You're right. Sorry.
Let's see. I don't know who has access to this faster, but.
Julian's going through it. Yeah, I have it, but Julian has my I can play music again. I can do that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I just want to take a pause, a time to reflect on the three SWAT officers who lost their lives.
So,
also Jimmy.
A difficult roll is 100 meters. So, moderate is 50 meters. Floors are.
About 10 meters high.
About 10 meters high.
So, yeah.
So, to moderate.
So you can go up to about 10 floors.
We're talking about. All right. So, yeah.
Thank you.
moderate was
so it's moderate
50 meters.
So that's five floors above. So it's between moderate and difficult.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. I would even err because 10 and the gap between floors is closer. It's going to be difficult.
No, floors aren't 10 meters tall. I'm 1.75 meters. Definitely not 10 of me tall.
Okay, so it's difficult then.
It's difficult. It's difficult. It'll be a moderate.
Moderate.
So yeah, roll your radio to see exactly things to figure out there.
So what would I roll?
Perception.
Yeah.
Perception. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, your go-go gadget radar ears. Little things come out of your head.
Okay, I got a 6 on my wild dice.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
6. Little robot. 12, 13, 14, 15.
You rolled another 6 on the wild?
No, I rolled a 2.
Oh, okay.
I got 12.
12? Okay.
Yeah.
So your mind kind of sort of expands out towards the 19th floor, which is where they are. You have a sense.
Is there a 13th floor on this building?
Yeah.
Oh, well, does it go 11, 12, 14?
Because I'm just saying, because then it would only be like 6 floors above us instead of 7.
There's a 13th floor.
They're not a superstitious bunch.
Yeah, they're not a superstitious. So,
machines.
Yeah, you can figure, using the code of the matrix, you sort of figure out that there are heat signatures. There's about one heat signature that's radiating within one room. There's one signature that you're not too sure about. You can't 100% check. But it's also in the same room with them, and then there's about 3 other SWAT team members standing guard in front of that office.
Okay.
And it's basically the elevator shaft or the elevator door. You can definitely be able to see them from that elevator door.
So yeah, a fragmentation grenade would probably be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what? This is what we do. Go into the elevator. Go on top of the elevator. Wait on the roof of the elevator. Press the floor that we're going to. And then when the door opens, the thing is empty, and then we just roll the grenade out into the hallway.
Sure.
We could do that.
That's
why
pulling
not?
A Neo, basically.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
I mean, that's just the kind of dirtbag move that Alistair Astaire stands for, apparently, now.
All right.
Standard citizen of the Matrix.
Okay. Is that what you guys are going to do?
Yeah, yep. Let's do
okay.
It.
So we're going to go.
In that case.
We're going on top of the elevator, and we're
yeah.
So, who's got acrobatics?
I do.
Oh,
yeah, you do. All right, you're the one who's going to jump down, press the floor, jump back up onto the roof, and then roll the frag grenade out in a way that doesn't, like, you know, make you fall.
All you can do is just huck it, right? Because if you're hanging, like, we have an open panel on the roof of the elevator, you just need to hurl it out the door when it opens.
Yep.
That's the easy part. The hard part is getting down, pressing the button, and going back up, right? Mm.
So you guys are, there's no one actually in the elevator. You're going to be on top of the elevator.
Yeah, four of us will be on top of the elevator.
Okay. All right. I guess, you know what? Roll a dexterity check. It'll be pretty easy, but I just want to make sure that you guys are not going to fail trying to get on top of an elevator.
Okay. I got a 6 on
a 6?
Wild dice.
So did I.
Okay.
12. Oh, and bullet time?
13.
7, 13.
13. 18.
I rolled 20. A 1 on my wild, so that's gonna screw it.
Got a
24.
Okay.
I
roll the dice again. Roll the wild dice again.
I did.
And
I
what
did.
Was it?
It was a 3.
Oh, okay. But you beat a 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all made it on top of the elevator.
I rolled 2 wild die.
Yeah.
It has a 6, so I did that in bullet time.
yes, and the hackers of the group.
They do. I
hackers
upside
of the
down
group.
And floated.
Yeah.
Roll me a perception check.
Hackers. 10. Cassie?
Maybe. You two are hackers.
Am I?
You two are hackers, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I am because
sorry,
I'm...
Sorry, well, you have computer skills, basically, right? You have
I guess.
I have computer operations, but do I count as a hacker?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Anything that's like a decent computer operations, I want you to roll a perception check.
So I could roll computer operations, all four dice?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I rolled a 6 in my
wild. Oh, I'll roll my computer operations then, not perception. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Then yeah, go ahead. Yeah, with that. Sorry.
7. 14.
14?
That's better. That's okay. Also 14.
So. All right.
21.
Perfect. So you two notice that there's something attached to the brakes of the elevator car. You notice that this is basically it's a bomb. But it's something that is not an explosive. This is something it has a different code to it.
Right.
Let's just say that. Basically you can tell that at any moment this could basically go off.
Hey guys.
We know exactly what this is. Well, this is we know. It's not like we don't know what this is. We saw what happened to the elevators.
Yeah.
We dodged the flaming fiery blast out of it.
Okay.
Do we want to leave well enough alone and just like not touch it? Do you want to try and disarm it?
Do we want to just climb?
Climb what?
6 floors up the elevator shaft instead of carry up the bomb car.
No, because then we have to pry open the door.
So you want to just stay in the car?
No, the bombs are on the brakes. If we just keep going up, we're fine, right?
The bomb that are on the brakes are on the brakes of the car? Are they attached to the elevator car?
These aren't the same things as the floors?
No.
No,
this is...
Different type of explosive.
So this is not, okay.
You know what, then? Why don't we try and disarm it?
Okay, all right. Computer operation skill.
Yo, thank fuck.
Okay, can I...
are we all?
You can. All three of you can if you want to.
Fuck me. Alright.
Oh no!
Oh no, I dropped you. Come back.
That's a 1.
27?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Cassie?
4.
Really?
I rolled a 1 on the wild die. Oh, so then I lost by 5 and all I had was a 3 and a 1.
18.
18. Okay. So
it's a bomb.
it's gonna go boom.
But basically, you two, you're able to sort of looking into the code of the Matrix. You're able to sort of figure out a way to disable it because it's not mechanical. It's not necessarily like something you can just pull a wire and that's it. It's just something that you can be able to use your operation skills to kind of hack the code and change the operation of the bomb to basically be completely disabled. So that's gone. Now you guys are able to go back up.
You make it inert.
You make it inert. So now you're able to move your way up towards however you want to do it.
Going up, 10th floor, menswear.
Up to the 19th. Let's do this. So you need to hop down, press the 19th floor, then hop back up between now and it arriving there.
Okay. All right. All right, go for it.
And then we learn it's a turbo shaft and you have 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
This is a 21-story building, so yeah, the elevator's going to be pretty fast.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so who's going first? You're just dropping down and throwing the frag grenade?
Well, she's
no.
I gotta
basically jump down.
We're up
on
the roof.
Hit the 19th floor button.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Jump back up.
Which I'll reach down and assist and pull her up.
Okay, all right.
And then when the door's open, I gotta throw the bomb down into the hallway.
Okay. All right. So both you roll a dexterity check.
Well, she gets acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
She gets
okay.
Acrobatics.
All right. Roll
it. And I'll assist with my.
We'll chill.
Oh yeah.
My God, both of you.
Yeah.
So I mean, 7 to help lift her up.
Okay. That's fine.
21 to acrobatics.
Okay, perfect. So you drop down.
Power Ranger.
Hit the 19th floor. Hop back up and
backflip, cartwheel.
Yeah, totally. And then
wall jump that shit.
You walk. Totally, let's do it. Yeah. And then you basically get up onto the top and then the elevator goes up. You hear the doors ding and then they open up.
I pass you with a grenade.
All right.
Okay, and then what do you do? You're going to throw it?
I got to throw.
Okay.
I have throw.
Definitely do a throw.
Fucking right.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
All right, now the rules of the frag grenade that I wrote down here. It is 5D, reduce armor by half when it comes to their damage reduction. And it's minus 1D damage for every 2 meters from the blast point.
Okay.
So 2 meters, that's pretty huge. Yeah, so 5D if they're standing right next to it, and 4D if they're 2 meters away, 3D if they're, you know, 4 meters away. And their armor reduction for damage is half.
Okay. All right, so roll... okay, there's 3 SWAT guards, so I'm going to have you roll for each three of them. They're basically about... They're about 4D damage away.
It's one grenade. Shouldn't I just roll one damage dice?
Yeah, sure. It's just one damage dice.
One damage dice. Yeah, let's do that.
Roll 5 damage dice, Cassie. 5D.
5D.
5D?
Yep.
Okay. We weren't rolling to see if I actually threw first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wait,
yeah,
you got a 20-something, right?
That was on acrobatics.
That was acrobatics. Oh. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, while she was doing the throw, I just wanted to go over the rules.
Yeah, sure, sorry. Yeah, I jumped ahead.
But you rolled your throw, didn't you?
I rolled my throw.
What was it?
It was 11. I think I want to add another character point to that just to be safe.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, totally. All
right, luckily, it doesn't have to be too high. You're not hitting anything in particular.
Yeah.
Just checking to see if you get it out of the elevator.
Basically, bocce ball with bombs.
Bocce ball. I love that game.
Bocce bombs.
Oh, bocce bombs. So that's a 16.
16. Okay. All right. You throw it, and now roll 5 damage.
You know what the bocce ball is called? It's called a jack. So, we're calling it Jack. The
calling
grenade
Jack,
you're throwing.
Instead of 5D, you roll 4D because you couldn't see where you were throwing it. You don't know where it landed. So, I'm going to have you roll 4D instead of 5.
Does it count if it's a 1 on my wild?
Not when you roll damage.
Not when you roll damage.
That's what I was hoping. Okay, cool. You are 12.
12, okay. All right, so... The grenade, or the doors open, you throw down the grenade, the grenade kind of just like bounces on the floor. The SWAT team kind of looks at it, they look at each other and they're like, fuck! And then they just, and the bomb explodes, the frag grenade explodes. It basically, it blows the three SWAT team members back, two of which are dead upon impact. One is severely injured, lands right in front of the door to the scientist's office.
Okay. Oh, okay. Down we go. Let's shoot him up.
And, down. Yeah. All right.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Hop it down.
I'll hop it now.
I'm assuming we don't have to roll to get down.
No.
Who of us have assault rifles? You and me?
I know. I've got machine pistols.
You got machine pistols?
I have an assault rifle.
I got an assault rifle.
I love how the news anchor is the one that's firing the assault rifle.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is amazing.
He's an avid NRA supporter.
Yeah, okay.
I go to the shooting range every Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so there's how many SWATs are still alive? How many SWATs are still standing?
One, but he's pretty badly injured, so it wouldn't take much.
Does anyone want to mercy kill him?
It's not a mercy kill. It wouldn't be a mercy kill. He can still basically fire if he has a chance.
Sure, but I'm not going to like burst fire. I'm just going to like set the assault rifle to a single shot, and I'll just
sure.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And that'll be 8 plus 4, 12.
Okay.
Just
all right. You basically shoot him. He goes down. He's incapacitated. He's not dead, but he's.
Do I get to roll damage?
Or? Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. Sorry. Yeah. Definitely roll damage.
Two bursts is 5D plus 2. But I wasn't doing bursts, and I didn't look up the rules for the assault rifle.
It's a 4D with a regular.
I keep dropping my small die. Wow. 12. Plus 4, 16. Plus 5,
21.
I rolled 2 sixes, a 5, and a 4.
He's dead. All right, so he's dead. So now you guys,
right through the eyes.
His head kind of
the blood
jerks back.
Splatter all over the back of the
his
door.
His head jerks back, and he falls flat. Flat on the floor. All right,
delivery.
And so you guys are now down in the. Are you down the elevator car, or you're on the floor?
Yeah, we're all moving forward. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So
let's kick open this scientist door, like SWAT style, take the door out around the corner of the door so his fire comes out.
As you basically are you're standing there, the agent that has been guarding the scientist this whole time steps into the hallway. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, you're not getting past this point.
You guys have cheat points, not me.
All right.
All right.
I yell to these to everyone. Like, I step back. Distract him.
Distract him.
Just covering fire.
Yeah, cover me.
Yeah,
cover
me. Exactly. Okay. So yeah, I'll open fire in his direction.
I'm reloading my gun. I'm popping in my red bullet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
My
assault rifle.
So what are you guys doing?
Okay.
You're shooting at the agent?
I'm shooting my assault rifle.
And I will add a character die to this roll, obviously.
Sure. Okay.
I'm assuming it takes me like a full round to reload my thing while they're doing their shots. That's why.
Yeah.
So I fire the two bursts from the auto rifle, and I roll a 12.
I rolled a 22.
Okay.
Cassie,
what's your roll?
Chi points to 12, double that to a 44.
12 for me on my first one.
But it is an agent.
12 for you on your first,
maybe
one. Your first one?
You know, yeah. Because he is the boss. Okay.
All right, so he's able to...
Hold on. Erica wants to double her die roll before you tell us.
I got 22, and I want to use my chi points to double that to 44, please.
Okay.
That's a good
you
idea.
You two miss, but you basically kind of just graze his shoulder. He kind of looks
at
it.
Oh, fuck. From 44?
He kind of looks at it.
That's
scary. And he just kind of looks back at you. And then now he pulls out his heavy pistol, and he's going to start firing at all of you. So everybody roll.
I have a second shot.
You have a second shot?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
And it misses, but, you know, whatever.
I'll hack the Matrix.
I just wanted to make it known
to dodge.
That I had a second shot.
I am also hacking the Matrix to dodge.
Okay, all right. Everyone roll a dodge.
Damn, okay.
Oh, 6 on the wild die. And a 2.
Okay.
So.
16 on my dodge.
Okay.
Oh, 22 damn. On my hacking the Matrix dodge.
20 on my dodge.
18 on mine.
So wait, who had the highest?
Me.
With what?
22.
Okay. All right, so you are just able, all of you are just able. To basically dodge the bullets that he's firing at you, like literally, like they were just grazing your head.
Feel the wind.
You can feel
by
the
my
wind,
ear.
And he's now ready to. He's now walking towards you.
I have one shot.
Okay.
Pray for me, guys.
Roll it good.
I am firing this ultimate bullet in. Sorry, I'm one too many dice. Motherfucker.
No pressure or anything.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to... Never mind. Hold on.
Stop it.
6 on the wild die.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right. 10, 15, 20, 26, 27, 29. And I'm going to use a chi point to double that
so
to
it's a 59?
To 58.
Or 58. All right. You basically... The bullet fires from the gun. It's the code... of the bullet starts to kind of sprinkle red around the bullet as it's projecting towards the agent. The agent gets it right in the chest. He kind of looks down, sees the wound, and sees a bit of red sort of code start to envelop him, and it starts to cover him. And he's kind of starting to jitter. He's starting to kind of feel something is ruining his code from inside him, and he's fighting it with every chance he gets.
Get the scientist. Let's go.
Yeah.
He's fighting it with every chance he gets, but that does not stop him. That he still is walking towards you guys.
But he's slower.
He is slower.
So
at this point, he is now half of what his abilities are. He is now severely hampered.
Take this fucker out. I'm going to fire a second shot.
I'm going to fire.
Okay, so now he's at a 3 dexterity. Okay.
When I fire 2 bursts, do I roll 1 firearms check or 2 firearms checks?
2 firearms checks?
Like, if I'm doing 2 bursts from the gun, do I roll once for the firearm or do I roll twice?
You roll, for your bursts, you roll twice, but you don't lose a die for burst shots.
Okay. All right, because the first burst is it's 9. So the second burst...
my second shot, by the way, was 17.
Okay.
Second burst is higher than 9.
Okay.
It's It's 12.
12? Okay.
Okay. I had 17. I'm going to use one of my character points.
Okay.
Though.
To get you an extra die? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a 5, so 17, okay. 18, 19, 20, 21,
20, 21? 22.
22.
Okay. Cassie?
Rolled 8 on the first and 14 on, no, 12. 14 on the second.
Okay, so you two beat a 15?
Or yeah, I hit a 17.
You hit a 17, okay. And what did you hit?
Oh, I, there was a...
Did you beat a 15, basically?
No, it was not okay. 12.
So
12.
You miss, but all three of you hit him.
Yeah.
He damage. Basically just kind of starts taking, he starts jerking back from the force of the bullets. He is now wounded, but he's still walking towards you. Who was the furthest out into the hallway?
Well, we were all at the
pretty
door.
Pretty much the door?
The
okay.
Door, yeah.
You're standing in the door if you brought out the gun.
Yeah, I fell back a little bit to, that's why I said cover
we
me, to
covering.
Change my...
Okay,
my
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm at the threshold of the door, but I had like my back to the door, and I was turning in to shoot, and then going back to the door, like that's how we were doing it SWAT style. So, I mean, it's up to you where I am in that process.
Okay,
if it
basically
gives
you're kind of in the same
my
spot.
Dodge
right.
or not. But I'm closer than... Then Royd over here.
Yeah. Okay, everybody pick a number. Through one through six.
A 2.
Oh, I want a 2. Okay.
5.
3.
4.
4. All right, who was a 3?
Oh.
As you, all right, he's coming towards you. He's now going to fight you martial arts style.
Really? I just used. Oh, I've got no card. Oh. Guys.
All right, so he's not, well, you gotta remember, he's got a martial arts at about 3 dice. So, hold on.
That's me, too.
Yeah, okay. So, okay. Gotta,
and I got no character points left.
Oop, you're, okay.
Okay.
Can I use my Hack the Matrix skill to give myself a bonus to any of this?
Sure.
How does that work?
I don't really
know how Hack the Matrix works.
You have to roll for Hack the Matrix to make sure it works.
So how do I roll for Hack the Matrix? I got 1D in that.
Wait, what do you have as your neurals?
Neurals was awareness.
Okay, never mind then. All right, you can add whatever bonus you want.
Well, I don't know how the matrix works. I don't know how the bonus works. I don't know how it works.
Basically, it allows you to see the matrix for what it is, and you're able to do
cancel kinetic energy.
No, you know what? You wouldn't be able to use it to increase a die roll. There's another ability for that.
So, all right, so I'm just rolling my 3D for martial arts.
All right.
Oh God, protect me. Hey, that's a wild on the 6.
Okay,
look at that.
All
so
right.
I'll roll that again, and then a 1. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay. All right. So he comes towards you. Basically, you start to fight him. Martial arts. Use all kinds of whatever sort of Jaekwondo, Kung Fu.
Yeah.
He basically starts to like you start to kind of hit. There's a few. He's not allowed to be able to. For some blocks, he's not able to make it. The code is starting to be able to kind of envelop him. He's getting weaker and weaker as he's hitting you.
Shit, oh,
you're
shit.
Starting to hit blows right across his face, right across his gut. And now it's like you're basically hitting him. He's almost done. But you guys can do whatever the hell you want to him at this point. Just come on.
So much shooting.
I'm doing my assault.
Yeah,
assault
rifle.
Assault rifle.
I'm going
to
shoot
him. Hold up for
assault
long.
Rifle.
Assault rifle?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
6 on the wild die.
Oh, nice.
6 on the wild die, okay.
And I got 18.
6 on the wild die.
Bullet time.
Bullet time.
2. So that's 14 plus 5 is 19, 21, 22. 24, 25.
Okay, you are at point blank range, and now you're now in bullet time. Go.
Oh, shit. All right, I swirl around, like, just so I can get my machine pistol under his chin, and just fire straight up.
Okay, he fires, the code of the matrix kind of starts to just implode out from inside him, and then he explodes. In a radiant of red and green code, and he is in a flash of light, he is gone. The agent who is known as Agent Johnson has been defeated, and so there is now no one left other than the
sounds like he was a total dick.
Let's get the fuck to, let's get the scientist, get the data, kill the program, and get the fuck to the helicopter on the roof.
Okay. Go to the scientist. Yes, come with us.
All right.
You want to live.
Thank you. I don't know if I could build, like, you when you walk into the room, basically he is strapped to a chair. He has wires coming out of him. He's a bit out of it. He's a bit stunned. He's not sure what is going on. What do you do?
Where is the program? Where's the virus?
I can tell you. Just get me out.
Quick investigation. I want to know what he's wired into. So I take in my surroundings.
Hope it's not a bomb.
Well, you wouldn't need it. Basically, he's wired to like different sort of chemicals, and he's wired to sort of a computer that's off to the side that is being shunted into this. There's something that's being, the code is going back and forth.
Okay. So I want to unplug him, but I mean, what I mean is, I was going to use investigation to find out if it was safe to unplug him from all this shit.
Okay. Yeah. Totally. So, I mean, then do that.
Yeah. Look at that. 2 sixes, 2 fives, and a 2.
All right, you unplug him. But you're going to have to drag him up to the elevator to get to the roof.
Well, first, I wanted to tell us where the virus is so that we can destroy it.
The virus, machine.
All right, well,
and
then,
he points towards the computer.
I'm just going to interface with it and just wipe it.
Sure. Okay. Operation skill.
Yep.
I was just going to throw it out the window, but I guess that works better.
Smash.
Smashy.
Freaking Zoolander style.
Yeah.
19,
19,
my God, it's a computer.
22. Okay, yes. you wipe it. It's the virus is gone. So now you now you're gonna take him up to the roof.
Yep, let's do this.
Okay, you take him up to the roof. There's nothing happens. Basically, the security guards or the SWAT team that was on the roof was now in the hallway that you have exploded, and they're now dead. So now there's a helicopter on there, and all of a sudden, the scientist starts wincing in pain. He starts holding his head.
Shoot the fuck! I'm shooting the fuck!
Shoot me!
Oh yeah, he's gonna explode. Me! Okay. 6.
He starts wincing in pain. He's starting to kind of keel
15.
Over. You can see code starting to kind of bubble up from the bottom.
15.
All right.
We don't want this guy to explode.
14.
9, so
10. 11 to run.
11. All right. So the code basically starts, like, he starts, his body starts to implode on itself and then explode out. Code is basically the red and green code explodes out from him.
It's a Christmas miracle.
He's the only one who runs. So he basically does not get hit by the explosion. Hit a dodge, all three of you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to use a character point regardless.
Okay.
Yes. Because
this is the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Okay, I got a six on my wild dice.
Okay, this is fine.
Another 6 on my wild dice. I'm in bullet time now.
Okay.
I got another 6.
Okay, all right, good, good.
21. I got a 3.
Okay,
so
all right, so
18,
you're
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
You're able to.
And I'm 22.
Okay.
21, sorry, 21.
And Cassie? 21,
30, yeah, 34.
Wow.
20.
That's okay.
I'm out of it.
Wow. All right.
Oh, really
all
good
three,
dodge. Well done. Well done.
All right, Alistair is basically, he runs off and he doesn't get. By the blast, he kind of falls over. All three of you dive out of the way and land on the ground you'd see his body start to kind of float up in the air, and then just boom, flash of light, red and green.
I like
explodes
the picture
out.
Because it's like all based off of anime loosely. Just a single beam of light also goes.
Yeah, exactly. Single beam of light right up to the air. You see the ripples of the Matrix just explode out.
Yeah, no one's gonna notice that.
Yeah, you guys are good, and that is.
Let's get in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park style. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yes. All right, see you in the helicopter. And
we open the phone lines to the operator. What's the word on the hard lines?
The hard lines. They're all fine. Everything's okay. People are going home. Come on home, guys.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank fucking God.
Okay. All right. So.
So I fly them to the nearest payphone. And I wave goodbye. And then I walk over to a diner and order a burger.
Goodbye, Alistair.
Bye, Alistair.
And then the next morning, as Alistair goes into work at the news station, he's about to report on a story of an explosion at Metacortex.
Terrorist strike at the heart of the city. No one is safe. No one can be protected. Where is our government in our time of need? More tonight at 6.
All right. And as the he continues on with his new story, we fade to green. And the story is over. All right, so I'm going to keep the music going.
Keep it going.
What the fuck, yeah. All right, so that is it for The Matrix Deletion.
Woo! Woo!
Oh! That was
damn.
You did it!
That was the
high
finale.
High five! High five!
Yeah! Air five.
Yeah! That was the finale I was looking for. All right, so that is it for The Matrix Deletion, the story of them using the Matrix D6 classic system.
Channel 6 Action News.
I have been your game master, Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm joined with the intrepid crew of the Athens.
Alistair Astaire,
Justin Mr. Ecock,
Jeremy Radick Simons, Julian Master of Sixes Spillane.
The two.
The two.
The two. Tetra Erica. I can't talk.
And lastly?
And Sparrow, played by Cassie Casabella-Chu Chu.
All right, and once again, I have...
choose you.
Once again, I have been Steve Snowball Sailor, your first-time GM. Stay tuned next week for a debrief of how the behind-the-scenes of all this story nonsense and whether or not did I do okay as a game master. And for these words of terrible, this is sponsored by offworlddesigns.com and nobleknights.com, where role-playing is never out of print. You know, check them out. They can provide us with some fantastic books that we use constantly on These Warriors Are Terrible. So, until next time, I remain, as always, obediently yours. And tonight, these warriors are definitely not terrible.
Woo!
You're mediocre.
We're pretty okay.
Yeah.
We're not terrible. We're pretty...
You're okay. You're
that's
right.
Pretty fucking awesome.
We're decent.
That was pretty
free
fucking awesome.
Your mind.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!